Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we're bringing you a newbie lesson all about summer dressing.
Yes, it's going to be two girls talking about, you know, dresses.
Well, summer is hitting in many places, and so we're going to learn a lot of interesting things related to this topic. But Liliana, why don't you tell us what our keyword is?
Etiqueta.
Okay, etiqueta. And what does etiqueta mean?
Etiqueta, it means a label.
A label?
Yes. You know, like, but the etiqueta that is behind.
Okay, the little tag or the little thing, like, that you have behind your shirts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. It's more like a tag, like a price tag or something like that.
Okay, good. So we're going to talk about dresses that have etiquetas. Why don't we listen to our dialogue for the first time?
Dialogue, first time.
Me gusta tu vestido de verano.
Gracias, es nuevo.
Y muy barato.
¿Cómo lo sabes?
Tienes la etiqueta.
Chispas.
Second time.
Me gusta tu vestido de verano.
Gracias, es nuevo.
Y muy barato.
¿Cómo lo sabes?
Tienes la etiqueta.
Chispas.
Third time.
Me gusta tu vestido de verano.
Gracias, es nuevo.
Y muy barato.
¿Cómo lo sabes?
Tienes la etiqueta.
Chispas.
All right, we're back. So now let's translate this dialogue.
Me gusta tu vestido de verano.
I like your summer dress.
Me gusta tu vestido de verano.
I like your summer dress.
Me gusta tu vestido de verano. Gracias. Es nuevo.
Thanks. It's new.
Gracias. Es nuevo.
Thanks. It's new.
Gracias. Es nuevo. Y muy barato.
And very cheap.
Y muy barato.
And very cheap.
Y muy barato. ¿Cómo lo sabes?
How do you know?
¿Cómo lo sabes?
How did you know?
¿Cómo lo sabes? Tiene la etiqueta.
It has the price tag.
Tiene la etiqueta.
The price tag is still on it.
Tiene la etiqueta. Chispas.
Chispas. Well, literally that means sparks, but in this case it's like...
Chispas.
Wow, or like, darn it.
Darn, yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. So before we get to that word, let's go back to the first line. When one of the characters said, I like your dress. I like your summer dress.
Me gusta tu vestido de verano.
Okay, so why don't we take a look at the first part. Me gusta. Me gusta.
Me gusta. To me, I like.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like. There's a very good song that repeats this phrase, almost the entire song, by Manu Chao. Me gustas tú. Me gusta, me gusta, me gustas tú. Like, yeah. A lot of this, right?
I love that song, actually.
So basically, here it's saying, I like it, I like this, I like your dress.
Tú, this is a pronoun, which means... Your vestido de verano.
Okay, so vestido is a dress. Mm-hmm. Un vestido. And verano is summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a summer dress.
Vestido de verano.
Now, what if I say me gustas?
Then you will be telling someone that you like them.
Okay, so you can't say me gustas tu vestido de verano.
No. Okay. No, because you're referring to the dress.
I like it.
Yes.
Me gusta tu vestido. Okay. So just remember the difference. If you say me gustas, that means I like you. But mm-hmm. if you say me gusta, it means I like it. All right. And the person says, well, thanks a lot. It's new.
Gracias. Es nuevo.
Es nuevo. So we have the verb here, ser. Okay. And then we have an adjective.
Nuevo.
Nuevo. Which
yes.
means?
It's new.
Okay. What would be the opposite of nuevo?
Viejo.
Viejo, which means old. Mm-hmm. So you can say it's old.
Es viejo.
Or it's new.
Es nuevo.
Okay. And the character responds by saying, and very cheap.
Y muy barato.
Okay. So what is this y that we have there, the y?
Y, it means and.
Okay. So remember, it's kind of a conjunction there, and.
Yeah, basically it's just like following the idea of like saying it is new and very cheap, mm-hmm. right? So it's kind of like making that connection. So he says, y muy barato.
So we have the adverb there, muy.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Very. Muy barato. And barato is?
Cheap.
Cheap.
Barato.
Okay, so how can we use this adjective? I think it's very useful, especially if you're shopping or you're looking for something. How do you use barato?
Mi renta es barata.
Okay, mi renta es barata. So we can actually make it masculine or feminine depending yes. on our noun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so renta is feminine, so mi renta es muy barata. My rent is very cheap. And then the other person was surprised and said, hey, how do you know?
¿Cómo lo sabes?
¿Cómo lo sabes? How do you know? So, Liliana, can you explain this phrase for us? ¿Cómo lo sabes?
Okay, ¿cómo is how? And it's kind of like surprising but also asking a question. Like, how do you know? So, how do you know it? So, that it is lo, okay? Lo is the complement of that direct object, okay? Uh-huh. So, this lo is referring to it. How do you know it, okay? And you have the verb saber, sabes. Here is in the second person of the singular. How do you know it? Okay.
So obviously, if you translate it literally, it doesn't make much sense because it would be how it know.
Yes.
So don't get all mixed up. Don't try to translate it specifically like that. Just take it as a phrase. ¿Cómo lo sabes?
Yes. You can also say ¿Cómo sabes?
¿Cómo sabes? How do you know? ¿Cómo
yes,
sabes?
Without the lo.
Okay. And the person said, well, it's because your price tag is still on it.
Tiene la etiqueta.
Okay, tiene comes from the verb tener, mm-hmm. and it means to have. And there's our key word there, la etiqueta.
Yes, tiene la etiqueta. La etiqueta is the price tag.
Okay, so remember, it may sound like etiquette. There is another definition for etiqueta, which mm-hmm. means etiquette.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's a label, like a price tag.
Mm-hmm. Etiqueta.
And what about this last word, chispas? This is really weird for me.
Chispas is... A lot of people say it. It's like,
really?
Geez.
You've heard someone say chispas.
Yes. My aunt says it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It always seems to me whenever I'm watching a movie and it's I'm obviously watching it in Spanish. I'm watching it in English and sometimes it has Spanish subtitles. If somebody says damn or darn it or something and the subtitle says chispas, for me it's always like... I've never heard a Spanish speaker say chispas.
Yeah, I have heard. But it's funny that you say that because they do that a lot also in the cartoons.
Yeah, in cartoons as well.
Yeah.
Chispas. Oh,
chispas.
Rayos.
Relámpagos. It's like rays, storms.
I don't know. Maybe we don't really have very soft words as you do in English to say things like that. For example, in English, you can say darn. Or dang it, you know? In Spanish, I don't think we have such soft words. I think we go directly for the hard
exactly.
ones.
Exactly. Just, if you're gonna curse, just curse all the way.
Yeah, we just curse all the way.
Yeah, or like, it's funny that for me that Americans say fudge.
Fudge, huh?
And I'm like, what, really? Like chocolate fudge?
All right, so why don't we go back, let's review what we've just learned and listen to the dialogue again.
Dialogue, first time.
Me gusta tu vestido de verano.
Gracias, es nuevo.
Y muy barato.
¿Cómo lo sabes?
Tienes la etiqueta.
Chispas.
Second time.
Me gusta tu vestido de verano.
Gracias, es nuevo.
Y muy barato.
¿Cómo lo sabes?
Tienes la etiqueta.
Chispas.
Third time.
Me gusta tu vestido de verano.
Gracias, es nuevo.
Y muy barato.
¿Cómo lo sabes?
Tienes la etiqueta.
Chispas.
All right, we're back. So talking about prices and, you know, saying, oh, your dress, it's pretty cheap. This is something that's a little bit unfamiliar, I imagine, with North American culture.
I was thinking that some people might get offended by it, saying like, yeah, and it's cheap. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, but I don't know. I think Latinos were very okay with talking about prices. And
well, yeah. For example, when we talk about maybe rent or how much this cost you, you know, I think it's very common to someone say, oh, how much... how much are you paying for rent in your neighborhood? You know, just it's not out of like envy most of the times or anything. It's just conversation and you're just, it's friendly talk.
Yeah, but in the States, it surprised me the first time someone asked me, do you mind me asking how much would you pay for a place like this? Like roughly? And I'm like, I pay 525.7. Like, you know, I was like,
it's not a big deal.
No,
to give. Yeah.
It's not. I think it's just a cultural thing.
Yeah, it is very. It is a cultural thing, but obviously,
Chinese is the first time. The first thing they ask.
Yeah, exactly. You can be at the hairdresser. You can be getting a haircut, and the hairdresser says, "So, how much do you make?" It's like,
yeah.
What? Really? You want to know my salary? A lot of people get uncomfortable with it, whereas other people are like, "Oh, you know, whatever. This is part of the culture." So. Yeah, remember that it's a pretty much okay to talk about money in Hispanic cultures. You can ask a friend maybe more or less how much they're making or how much they pay for rent or how much did their new car cost. It's okay. You know, sometimes you don't really feel comfortable disclosing that sort of information.
Yeah, I think that the question for this lesson is going to be how much do you make? And put it on the website.
Yeah, let's put it publicly so everyone can see how much it... No.
So you can offer me another job. I'm underpaid. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
All right. So we'll see you guys on the website. If you guys have any questions, any comments, you're always welcome at SpanishPod.com, or you can always send us an email.
Bye-bye.
Bye.